Move. Right. All right,
finish, Dad.
Come on, son. Come on. Here you go.
Right. Astride the pole. Jump. Yeah, Godfrey. Godfrey. Astride the pole. While I'll ask.
Sorry, sir.
Now, the command one, I want you to bend down, pick up the pole, and bring it into the center of the room. Right. One.
Go.
Higher, higher. Get it up higher than that, Corporal. Come along.
I can't get it any higher, sir. I'm joined at the top.
Thank goodness I'm not wearing my cap.
Sir,
while you're finding your place, can we put it down so it's getting ever so heavy?
What's all the fuss about? I don't know what's the matter with you.
They don't like it up, I'm sure. You know me.
All right. Very good.
What's your game?
Now, on the arm down, I want you to put it
down.
Thank you, Sergeant. And then I want you all to sit cross-legged behind the pole.
Cobblers.
Yeah, what is that?
I said, do you want to sit as cross-legged like a lot of cobblers?
Yes, that is the idea. Yes. Yeah. Now!
All right, would you mind doing that? Just sit behind, with your fingers crossed, legs crossed, behind the pole and...
What are you talking about, Sergeant?
Be careful, Godfrey. They'll take care of it. Fraser, give him a hand.
He's all right.
Right, now, come along. Pick up the pole in your arms. Take down your legs in front. Right out. That's it. Right out. Now lie slowly back. Now, just give the pole firmly. I want you to straighten up and lie back 10 times. Go.
You doing this, Sergeant? For all ranks only.
That's enough of that talk.
Well,
I suppose I shall have to set an example, as usual.
Can I give you a hand, sir? Well,
it's perfectly all right, Sergeant. Thank you. I'm perfectly capable.
Mind your head.
Right. Right.
I'm trying to hold these instruments.
Do as you're told at once. Right. Up. See you later, son.
All right.
Bound to be for me anyway. Right. Carry on, men.
It's RGHQ, sir.
Oh, thank you. Hello? Oh, hello, sir. Good morning. Thank you very much indeed. Same to you. Yes. No. We'd no trouble getting them to parade this morning. They're as keen as mustard, you know.
Well, what is it, Badger? Here, there's a telegraph pole lying on the floor next door, and there's 5 dead Father Christmases under it.
I know all about that. They belong to us.
Right, thank you very much indeed, sir. I'll pass that message on to the men. Thank you. What a nice chap that staff major is.
Yes, he is. Awfully nice, sir. I always liked him.
All right, free for the polls. Come on. Fall them in, Sergeant. I want to speak to them.
As quick as you can. Fall in. Three ranks. As quick as you can. Get up.
Three ranks.
Put the polls down. Come on. Hurry up.
Right. Quick as
you
can.
Attention.
Stand at ease. Now, I've just sent a message from GHQ, and they want me to tell you how very proud of you they are. And I want to say that I'm very proud of you, too. You didn't want to parade here on Christmas morning, but you knuckled down to it just the same. Now, that's the spirit that's going to get Jerry on the run. We're going to win this war. And when we do, we're going to build a brave new world. And we're going to have proper Christmases again, just like we used to have. With our children, maybe our grandchildren at our feet. And they'll look up at us and say, thank you, Dad.
Oh, thank you, Granddad.
Well, thank you, Granddad, as the case may be, Jones. But mark my words, thank you, they'll say. And our chests will swell with pride, and all this will have been worthwhile. Right. That's all. And a Merry Christmas to you all.
Merry Christmas, sir.
Merry Christmas to Captain Merrin. Hey,